It's the busy season for the Sitka Fish and Game Advisory Committee, which began weekly meetings in October. The group's main role is to advise the Alaska Department of Fish and Game on allocation and harvest proposals up for adoption at the Alaska Board of Fisheries meeting in Ketchikan next January. When the committee met on Thursday, it decided against throwing its weight behind a herring proposal from the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, but the decision was not unanimous. Currently, Fish and Game calculates the commercial seine harvest based on a percentage of the total number of herring in the sound. Proposal 156 would change that ratio. Mo Johnson, who holds the seine seat, said he believed there was room for a more conservative approach to how the commercial fishery is managed, but Proposal 156 wasn't it.
You know, even though I'm in the seine seat, I'm looking out for the health of the population of herring, and I have to be truthful with what I see. And right now it looks really good for the future. And I think this proposal at this time is a little bit too conservative.
Johnson said he'd prefer a proposal for an upper limit for permit holders, as in no matter how big the biomass is, permit holders could only take a certain amount of tons. Eric Jordan, who represents commercial trollers, said he'd support something like that and asked that they consider including that language in their comments to the Board of Fish. Others, like Kent Barkow, who's a commercial fisherman and holds the hunting seat, thought being this conservative with the fishery wasn't a bad thing.
Sitka Sound, more so than the open ocean, is warming and acidifying. And we know that those two variables are going to have effects. We don't know maybe what they are, but we know which direction they're going. I mean, as far as warming and becoming more acidic. And I think it would be wise to allow for a bit more caution.
Four people spoke in favor of the proposal during public comment, including subsistence and sport fisherman Matthew Jackson.
I would really ask that everyone present tonight consider the regional context of the Sitka Sound fishery as the last in Southeast Alaska that still provides occasionally sufficient subsistence harvests. I'm from Ketchikan originally, and there are no longer, you can't get subsistence eggs down there anymore.
Two spoke against the proposal, including Saner and Silver Bay Seafood's co-founder, Troy Denkinger.
You know, the state of Alaska, I think the proof's in the pudding for the last 40 years on, you know, the direction this stock and the health of this stock, the direction it's been heading. I think we're at some of the largest biomasses we've, you know, been seen and recorded, you know, in the last 40 years, you know, in Sitka. So their management, what they're doing is working.
Ultimately, the AC's support for the proposal failed on a 5-7 vote. Proposal 156 is one of many herring proposals the Board of Fish will consider this year from different user groups. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska has also put forth two more proposals involving quotas tied to population age in an attempt to reduce the impact the fishery has on older herring. The Alaska Board of Fisheries meets January 4th through 15th in Ketchikan. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.